You're listening to Phil Henry on Coast to Coast PM. To talk with Phil from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Here in the studio, dial 1-800-449-8686. Or if you want to talk to yourself, dial toll-free 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show on the Premier Radio Network.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. You got to hear this, because the guys that work with me and for me and around me and under me and on me, the guys that are on me, had to hear this story as I came into work today. My crew, Taylor and Schaefer and Melissa, everybody. This is something that happens, okay, when you're not... You know, when you're not, you don't have all hands, you know, on deck, man. You're not in control of your life. This is what happens. So I'm in Pasadena the other day, and I went out there. What, Mike? Hold on for a minute. What? I got to take this call. Okay, stand by for this Pasadena story. Now? It's not David? All right. Because I don't know who or what or when or how. Okay. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Good. And this is Jim Sadler, right?
Yeah, Phil. And I'm with Sadler, J. Sadler Entertainment. And I think your producer told you that I wanted to talk to you about something that you have been discussing an awful lot on your program.
Okay, I was in the middle of telling my listeners a story about... What does this have to do with?
Something that you talk an awful lot about, Phil.
All right, I don't want to do any guessing, sir. What's it about?
It's about hosting your own television show. And
you want to offer me a gig? You know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to...
Because I, you know, the number of TV companies that have talked to me with no real idea what they wanted me to do is, it's getting almost ridiculous, okay?
I'll tell you what. We do have an idea, and we do have a pitch. And
if you've got a pitch, I'll listen to you. But I'm in the middle of a show.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm sorry we wanted to do this on the air because we want to involve your audience, and we are that... excited about this.
Hold on for just a minute, okay?
Oh, certainly.
Hold the line for just a second. Okay, let me tell you what this guy is, Mike. This is a guy who wants publicity for his company, and he's calling the show, and he's going to do something on the air with me. He's going to call up, and he's going to do this thing on the air. You want me to take the call? Great. I got a producer, Mike Schaefer, says, listen to what the guy has to say. Go ahead, Jay Sadler, right?
That's right, Phil. And
so you called up because you want my audience to hear what this pitch is to you or to me?
Phil, I'll tell you what. I know you're involved in my friend's place, which is a resource center, I think you say, for...
Yes, a resource center for homeless kids in Hollywood.
Right. And I will also tell you that I know you're very much involved in causes for handicapped kids and... kids who are terminally ill.
We've done some things in the past. Yeah, it's an area of charity that's interesting to me. Although it's not anything that I want to make a big deal out of. You know.
All right. Let me tell you what we have at J. Sadler Entertainment, and the reason why we want you to host the show. It is a game show, but it is primarily a game show that is aimed at targets as its audience and utilizes people who are physically challenged, and I know that this is an area that you've talked an awful lot about.
Well, I'll tell you what. I feel that it's important that a lot of these game shows involve... Look, I have a friend of mine who has eyes that don't exactly match up, and they wouldn't let him go on Jeopardy. This is a true story. They wouldn't let the guy go on Jeopardy because he didn't look right for the camera. And so I've made some statements in the past, like, why not just show everybody, right? And why can't handicapped people go on these shows?
And I've heard that, and I agree with you, and we have developed a program. And the first person I thought of to call was you, because you have made these public statements. And
so what is your company doing, developing game shows for physically challenged people?
Phil, really, we think it's better than that. We develop shows for everybody that do feature physically challenged people. You can be physically challenged. You can be someone who is not physically challenged. You can be the contestant, or you can be a member of the audience. But what we want to do is carry the ball. the ball that you have carried for a long time for the handicap. And
What is the name of the show?
Phil, the name of the show is Pitfall, and we will want you to host the show. And
do I have to audition?
No, you do not.
You want me as the host of the show?
We absolutely do, and we're very excited about offering it to you. And
how many stations have you cleared?
Right now, Phil, we've got a clearance rate of probably about 80% of the country. And
have you cleared it here in Los Angeles?
We have not. We are talking to a couple of independent TV stations.
Have you cleared it in New York?
We have cleared it in New York. We'll be on Channel 12 in New York. And so as you can see, we are very serious.
And you want me to host?
That's right.
Tell me the pitch. What is it?
The show, Phil, is called Pitfall, and it features physically challenged people. Basically, the initial concept of the show, though, features people who are visually challenged. You are the host of the show, and you bring out the contestant who is visually challenged. And in Pitfall, the visually challenged individual needs to get to bags totaling $1 million on the stage. But because he is visually challenged, it'll be difficult for him. We have two sighted contestants who will guide him. One of them's telling the truth, and the other is not. So in other words, as he's going toward the money or going away from it, one of them that's telling the truth will say, you're getting warmer, you're getting warmer. The one that is lying will be saying, you're getting colder, you're getting colder.
And it's, so he has to decide which one he's going to believe because he can't see.
That is correct.
And all right, what is the pitfall?
The pitfall is there is a flight of stairs that are metal, and if he is, he needs to avoid the pitfall to get over to the money. And
all right, so this blind, visually challenged guy is out there on the stage, and he's going over to bags of $1 million?
Totaling $1 million. There are seven money stations that he has to try to negotiate. And if he goes over to those money stations and gets that bag of money, he's gotten to station one. And then he needs to get to the other stations. And
all the while avoiding the pitfall.
That's it. All the while avoiding the pitfall. He has one person directing him truthfully, another person telling him lies.
What if he's going near this flight of metal stairs?
Then the person who is lying will say, oh, you're getting warm, you're getting warm, trying to get him to go down the stairs. And the person who's telling the truth will obviously say, you're cold, get away from the stairs. But the person who's lying will say, no, no, you're nowhere near the stairs.
And so what if he falls down the stairs?
Then the person who was lying is the winner of $10,000.
And what if he gets the money?
Then he wins $1 million, $10,000 of which he'll give to the person who is telling the truth.
So he gives 10 grand to the person that helped him. If he falls down the flight of stairs, 10 grand goes to the person that was lying and made him go down the stairs.
That's correct. And this is what we call, what we want to do, Phil, is encourage people to develop more programs for people who are physically challenged so that we have a bit.
Now, hold on. I want to ask you a question here. You got a guy out on stage who's blind. If he goes down, if he misses, he goes down a flight of metal stairs?
That's correct.
The obvious question.
Well, you're not asking me if he gets hurt. And, of course, he doesn't get hurt because blind people, if you can't see the stairs, you're very loose. And if your muscles are loose and you go down a flight of metal stairs, you won't get hurt, believe me, if the muscles are loose. And blind people's muscles are generally loose because they don't know where danger is. They just walk around, and when they bump into something, they don't get hurt that much. And if you've ever seen, when's the last time you saw a blind person with a broken leg? When's the last time, seriously, Phil?
I guess never.
Right. When's the last time you saw a blind person with a broken nose? Never. Okay? Oh, by the way, there is a time limit. And they do have to observe the time limit, so they have to complete this course, which is the pitfall, which is the metal stairs and getting the bag. They do have to complete the course. They need to move very quickly, and so the time limit would be probably 3 minutes or something like that. I'm just baseballing it. That's all. See?
All right, so you want me to host a show called Pitfall, where a blind guy has to avoid falling down metal stairs, and if he does, he gets $1 million.
That's right. And we think it is a tremendous opportunity, I think, for a lot of physically challenged people to get involved in game shows because they're not allowed on these shows. Most game shows have a standing rule. They don't want any physically challenged people because it's unpleasant for the audience to look at. Well, let me tell you something. We feel differently at Jay Sadler Entertainment, and we develop programs for the physically challenged. So...
You know, there's something about it that's intriguing. There's something about it that feels wrong, like almost like we're exploiting. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
There's something about it that feels wrong. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. I'm giving out the phone number, Mike. Don't worry. Mike's screaming at me. 1-800-449-8686. And your name is Jim Sadler with Jay Sadler Entertainment.
That's correct, Phil.
So the show is Pitfall. I would be the host. And what am I doing?
You're bringing on the contestants. You're introducing the people, the sighted people going to help him. And, you know, you're giving a play-by-play. And it's a fantastic game show. And plus you do some commentary, etc.
There's something about it that a blind guy falling down a flight of metal stairs.
Well, he's not going to get hurt because of the looseness of a blind person's muscles. Okay.
But if he falls down a flight of stairs, does he get anything?
He's not going to get anything. No, if he falls down the stairs, he loses.
Does he get anything, though, as a consolation prize?
We can work out something like that. We have a consolation prize concept built in, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I had no idea. I'd come into work today and be offered a TV show just like that. And Mike tells me that your credentials are fairly solid in the game show business. Jim Sadler from Jay Sadler Entertainment, and the show's called Pitfall.
That's correct.
Who else have you approached?
We haven't approached anyone. Right now we're talking to you, Phil, and we did want to do it publicly because we really wanted people to know the concept of the show and to know that we want Phil Henry for this.
So a blind guy goes around a stage, and two-sighted people, one lying, one telling the truth, guide him to either the money or to fall down the flight of stairs.
They each have their job. One is to make him get the money. The other is to make him fall down the flight of stairs. Which person will he believe? It's all coming up next on. And then the audience goes, Pitfall! And then we have, you know, some music. And here's our host. Phil Henry, and then you come out, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Pitfall, the program that features the physically challenged in winning $1 million. And tonight, a blind guy is going to try to avoid falling down two flights of metal stairs. So, in my opinion, it's...
All right, well, hold the line here, Jay. Let me take a break, because we're past our break time. Jim Sadler from Jay Sadler Entertainment talking about the new TV show he wants me to host called Pitfall, where a blind man or woman goes out onto stage and is guided either to $1 million by a person who wants them to get the million or to fall down two flights of metal stairs by a person who wants them to fall down the stairs. And it depends on who he believes. Does that make sense to you? Does that game mean sense? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Henry here, 1-800-449-8686 with Jim Sadler. He is with Jay Sadler Entertainment Television, and they've got a game show scheduled for this fall called Pitfall. A visually challenged contestant goes out onto a stage and is listening to the advice of two players. One is telling him the truth, the other is not. One is trying to guide him to $1 million in cash, the other is trying to get him to fall down two flights of metal stairs. And Mr. Sadler, you're saying that he will not be hurt.
No, Phil, because blind people are generally very physically loose. The other thing is that there is a consolation prize at the bottom of the stairs. It could be products from Pillsbury, some food product or something, a radio or something like that. You see?
Oh, so he falls down two flights of stairs, but at the bottom is his consolation prize.
That's right.
See, to me, it sounds like the guy's going to get hurt.
Phil, believe me, we can't do it. You are indemnified. We would indemnify ourselves. We're not going to let a blind guy, but we're not going to let a contestant get hurt, believe me.
Okay, who do we have here? Some people calling in. Is this San Jacinto? Is that it?
San Jacinto.
San Jacinto, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling in because I think this is a ridiculous idea. I think it's exploiting the person. It's not really a matter of whether or not they get hurt.
I thought I was going to talk to you, Mr. Henry.
I want to hear what these people have to say about it before I commit to any idea, okay?
Well,
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, well, I feel like it's exploiting the person. If not their physical condition, that one way or the other would be bad if they got hurt. But the what it would do to their pride, I happen to have a deaf son who's grown and does very well on his own. But I know certain things with him. For years, he wouldn't go to a restaurant because he wasn't able to communicate until their children was older.
Don't deaf people make noises or something?
Well, some do, some don't.
They make a noise, and you can understand the noise that they make?
What do you mean a noise?
I have actually three deaf people in my family.
Right.
I have two daughter-in-laws, and one of them speaks fluently. The other one you can't understand.
Don't they generally communicate by grunting, making grunt noises or anything like that?
Well, I don't know exactly. Different ones are different, but that isn't even the point. Some can lip read and speak well enough to be understood.
They read lips, Mr. Henry. Do you know that?
I've heard of lip reading, yeah.
But nevertheless.
Some of them will grunt. Some of them wave their hands and go, You don't know what they're saying, you know.
Yeah, and they're
never mind about
that,
okay?
And it's embarrassing to them.
It doesn't. It would embarrass me if I'm going. You know what we're doing.
Okay, well, if you were a deaf person wandering around on a stage, falling into a stairwell,
a bunch of stairs. Well, they sound. I think it's one of the things about deaf people, and God bless their hearts. They've got a lot, but they sound a little bit like chimpanzees, don't they? And what we wanted to do.
I don't think that's necessary.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Your intellect is just something. There's something wrong with you.
What we're trying to do, ma'am, is we're trying to include the physically challenged.
Do it in a graceful way to where they don't have to be embarrassed.
Could I ask you a question since you're the mother of a deaf son? We had an idea for Deaf Star Search. We would have people who are deaf dance on stage. And then we would play a song while they were dancing, and the one who was in time with the music would go on to our next level.
Well, that wouldn't be quite so bad because many deaf people, if it's a stage they can feel vibrations on,
not in time with the music?
Well, then that's a little comic relief for the audience. You know, you got this deaf guy.
But why are we using people that are physically handicapped for comic relief?
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm trying to help the physically challenged because
you're not
Mr.
helping
him.
Look, I made a statement, and I happen to know this is true. A friend of mine who has a muscle imbalance in his eyes, who's brilliant, by the way, was not allowed on the Jeopardy TV show because physically he wasn't pleasing to look at.
I think that's unfair, Phil.
I do, too.
And that's what we're trying to correct.
Well, this, okay.
So why can't a deaf guy? Why can't a deaf guy? I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
This particular person knew what he was getting into, and he was willing to do that. I think that that's a little bit different than a blind person.
But why can't a deaf person go out and grunt and entertain people at the same time, show his talent?
Well, I suppose
that they won't. Does your son grunt, or can he speak?
My son does not speak. My daughter-in-law speaks fluently enough that she's able to work in the store.
So your son makes grunting noises, or...?
They sign with their hands, sir. It's a language.
Oh, they do the sign language?
Yes, they do.
That's not quite as entertaining, though.
No,
as entertaining as what?
Well, when they get up and grunt, it's interesting, because...
Would you not use that term?
What is that?
Would you not use the term grunt?
Well, I'm just saying that grunting and going...
May I ask something to this man?
Yes,
May I ask one question, Mr. Sadler?
Yes, ma'am.
How old a person are you?
Ma'am, I'm in my late 30s. I'm 37 years old.
Then that sort of helps me to understand a lot, because there's a lot of things, evidently, about this world that you haven't learned yet. And maybe down the line, you'll actually have a person that's handicapped, and you'll have to go through that and hurt and the pain.
I understand.
I'm sorry. You're out of line. Bye.
Well, what if you put a deaf person in a chimp suit? He could have a great TV show.
She hung up, okay?
I'm sorry.
What do you put a deaf person in a chimp suit?
When they grunt, it reminds me of the whole Diane Fossey deal. That's all.
All right, hold 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I was about to launch into my story from last night, but I did get a call here earlier in the show, and we've just kicked our show off. From a man who, Jim Sadler, he's with Jay Sadler Entertainment Television. They are producing game shows for the physically challenged. Believe it or not, game shows, a lot of shows on TV, period, will not allow on physically challenged people because they're not pleasing to the eye. So to that end, I admire what Mr. Sadler's doing. He has offered me on the air, and I got to tell you also, Mr. Sadler, let me thank you. You're offering me the hosting position in this show.
Phil, we really think your program is unique. We think you are unique. We think you're a tremendous talent, and we know the work you've done with the physically challenged.
Yeah, but the show you're talking about, Pitfall, where a blind man is put out on the stage, gets 2 minutes to find either $1 million or fall down two flights of metal stairs while two people are guiding him, sounds exploitive.
Well, you have one person who is helping him go to the $1 million.
Yeah, but you also have another person lying to him and trying to get him to fall down the stairs. And
so what we're trying to do, I've worked with many handicapped people, and they want to feel useful. They want so much to be integrated into the system and to be part of everything. They want so much to be accepted. And you know, I got to tell you something, Phil, it's amazing some of the stuff these people do. I used to date a one-legged woman, all right? And the stuff that...
We don't have to do this, right?
I'm sorry?
If you want to tell me about the one-legged woman that you dated, I don't need to hear it.
I'm sorry, what I'm trying to say...
Yeah, I know, you've worked with handicapped people. Tell me about... Here's a show on the list of shows that you're trying to pitch. Alzheimer's Challenge, what is that?
I'm sorry, Phil.
What is Alzheimer's Challenge?
Right, we are very proud of this show. We are very proud of Alzheimer's Challenge. It is supported by some 300 doctors nationwide who work with Alzheimer's patients. One of the things they say is therapeutic for Alzheimer's victims is to allow them to remember and to work on their memory. Alzheimer's Challenge not only entertains the audience, but it is therapeutic for the Alzheimer's victims.
And all right, what is the essential point of the show?
Essentially what we do, Phil, is we show Alzheimer's victims. We have three different Alzheimer's patients, and we'll show them pictures of their children, for instance. Say, what are their names? And because they're old and because they do have Alzheimer's, you have to speak to them directly and clearly. But I think it's entertaining for the audience. And we'll show on the bottom of the screen the names of the guy's children, and we'll show him the picture. And
this man has Alzheimer's, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you're showing this man pictures of his kids, and I guess the right answer is the
names of his kids, yeah. So, all right, we have, let's say we have Charlie Smith from Los Angeles. Charlie, this is a picture of your children. What are their names? Tick, tock, or whatever. And at the bottom we're showing, pictures of... A toilet, for instance. What is this used for, Charlie? So what you're doing is you are therapeutic.
You're showing him a toilet and asking them if they remember what it's used for.
That is right. It's therapeutic. And we had a couple of other names for it.
Yeah, Alzheimer's Challenge sounds...
Well, we were thinking of, this is your life, do you remember it? And a lot of the producers thought that was too tongue-in-cheek, or they thought that...
This is your life, do you remember it? I think I would go with Alzheimer's Challenge, I guess. I don't...
So some 400 doctors nationwide have supported this. We are very proud of it. And I will tell you something else. Being involved with, handicapped people has been good for Jerry Lewis, it's been good for Danny Thomas, Bridget Bardot and Tippi Hedren, they do stuff for PETA. I think it's very good for Phil Henry. I want you to think about it. I really do.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Camus, is it? Camus?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the
Hi.
Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hi.
Hi. This is very exploded for the people with disabilities. I firmly believe they would...
Exploitive in what way, ma'am?
They would do.
Exploitive in what way, ma'am?
Having them on there, falling down the metal stairs, you may say they wouldn't get hurt. Have you ever seen any... Buddy, I know they fall down, and
blind
they pick themselves up, and they keep on going, but the point is, you don't do it in front of national TV. I'm sure there's people, geeks, that would like to see this, but I don't think it's right. Just like what you're making fun of the deaf people and their grunts.
What about Alzheimer's Challenge? Can you give us a read on that? Because
haven't you done any focus?
I'd be interested in that. Focus?
Let me ask you, have you done focus groups?
We have not on Alzheimer's Challenge. That's why I'm asking the lady. What it would be, it's therapeutic for them, ma'am, to remember. You show them a picture of a car and you say,
it might be good in a small one-on-one group to help them be therapeutic, but not on national television.
What's wrong with
it? We have enough stupid television shows.
Stupid? This is helping people with Alzheimer's.
I don't see how it could be helping them, but you don't have to broadcast it publicly.
Why?
If I was Alzheimer's, I wouldn't want to be on television and have people laugh at me because I couldn't remember who my kid was.
Yeah, what is the entertainment value for the audience? This lady's making a good point. What is the entertainment value for the audience?
Well, I mean, come on. You know.
No. What is? What's the entertainment value for the audience?
Well, you have to admit it's funny to see a guy not know what a toilet's for.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Are you kidding me?
It's not funny for... It's really frustrating.
So it's to laugh at them.
Somebody running.
No, it's not to
laugh. I mean, they can point, but you try and understand, but not to make fun of them
No, it's not to make fun of them.
Well, then why am I laughing?
Because you ask the guy, do you know what this is for? And the guy doesn't even... It's a toilet. He's got his Alzheimer's is so bad that he doesn't know. One lady in one of the rehearsals we did, some lady had Alzheimer's. We held up the toilet. What's this for, dear? And she says, I wash my face in it. Oh, my God. The crew almost fell on the floor. It was so funny.
That's pathetic.
Why? What's it?
This is an old woman with Alzheimer's. What's the toilet for? I wash my face in it.
Oh, Jesus, you should have been there. It was beautiful.
I'm sorry. I don't see humor, and I wouldn't watch
a
show like that.
I don't think you people understand. I mean, there's...
I would not do that show.
I understand there's a time and place. And if it's something therapeutic, it should be.
And what is this? I don't understand what Celebrity Alzheimer's Challenge is.
That's a beautiful one. You get Ronald Reagan on. You get on, George Burns if he was still alive.
Oh God!
What?
No, you don't. Making fun of these people.
No, I don't understand what's wrong. This is helping them. And
you get Ronald Reagan on. And what do you do with Ronald Reagan?
Well, you can hold up a picture of the White House. What's that? What is that? See what I'm saying?
That's making fun of him. That's exploiting him.
And I guess a celebrity pitfall?
You could with Stevie Wonder. Yeah, Ray Charles. You could. I'm not saying that you would. Celebrity pitfall is tougher because if you hurt one of these people, they're going to sue you, you know.
And, well, anybody
I'm
would sue
say
you.
Is you
All
cannot
right.
associate your name with this guy. These
All
are
right.
really...
I don't want to do the Alzheimer's challenge, okay? I don't think...
So I'm not asking. I'm asking you specifically for pitfall. In one rehearsal on Alzheimer's challenge, we had a 92-year-old gentleman who tried to crawl into a wood chipper, thinking it was a bed. And oh my God, it was a.
You did what? Was it turned on? I mean, what do you got a wood chipper on the stage for anyway?
Because what you do is you try to get them to associate, and so you turn it on. That's the fun of it, though. But you don't hurt them or anything.
You got a 92-year-old guy thinking that he was going to go to bed in a wood chipper. To me, that is exploitive and that is cruel.
Well, Phil, I don't want to offend anyone. And
well, that would definitely offend, especially family members of Alzheimer's. And my father, by the way, had Alzheimer's, okay? And he didn't know where he was. I don't know if I would approve of that. Here is Vancouver on a Phil Hendry show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, I think this is just an atrocious concept of wanting to watch people fall downstairs for a basket of food. It's exploitive. It's demeaning. It's let's laugh at the gimp. I think we should look for better ways to rise these people up and elevate them in society. They're trying so hard to have a decent, productive life.
That's true. And the idea behind Pitfall is to give them a financial incentive to help their lives along. Now, if a blind man falls down metal stairs, you say that's cruel, but what if there's a consolation prize at the bottom of it?
Yeah, so you've offered him a basket of fruit.
The keys to a car. What about that?
Oh, yeah, and he's blind. That'll do him a bunch of good.
What's he going to do with the keys to a car?
I mean, really? You're groping here. First you started off with a basket of food. Now you're talking the keys of a car?
He could own the car. Someone's got
to
drive it.
You're trying to sell us on something that is just atrocious.
I don't know about this idea.
Phil, you have associated with the Physically Challenged. You do an awful lot of charity work.
Yes, I do. And I don't necessarily do it as a way of promoting myself, you have to understand. A lot of the stuff I do, my audience knows nothing about, okay?
Well, I think it's time that the great work you do get known. And that's why we want you to host this show where blind people get thrown downstairs. Because I really feel...
Why would I want to do that?
That's a good question.
Host a show where blind people get thrown downstairs.
You know something? I came on your program wanting to help.
Well, you wanted opinions about it, too.
Mr. Henry did. I didn't ask for any opinion. Let me ask you, as long as you're here, though, ma'am. So Alzheimer's Challenge is out. Is that it?
Oh, I think it's awful to exploit these people that are suffering some kind of a demeaning ailment in the first place.
On one show, Phil, we said, okay, sir, you're next. We had to scream at him for 20 minutes. You're next. You're next. He didn't.
And you think that's funny, obviously.
I'm saying, ma'am, that it helps their helps them recall their memory.
I don't think it helps
and
them do anything.
It's a couple of laughs. What's wrong with that?
It makes them nervous and uncomfortable. It makes people in the audience nervous
Absolutely.
And uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something else, and I say this. My dad, later in his life, he was a fastidious man his whole life. He couldn't even control his own. He had to put on diapers. I mean, that's a...
That does present a problem. You got some old lady crapping her pants on stage. That's a problem. Okay, I won't deny that.
I hope you won't deny that.
What? Mop, whatever. But you got a guy out there to mop it up during the commercial.
I'm not doing the show, okay?
I don't want you to do Alzheimer's Challenge. I want you to do Pitfall.
Oh, it's just a
I don't
terrible
want to do Pitfall.
Concept. You're making fun of people who are trying to live a decent life and elevate in society. Not to demean them
ma'am,
and say laugh
you see
at them.
You see a blind man go down a set of metal stairs and get up and wave to the audience. I think it's inspiring. I think it's
I think it's very demeaning.
Thank you for your call. Wave to the audience. It's Phil Henry Show here. Here is Albany. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
I can't figure out whether
putting that take sign up there, Mike. Here is your Belinda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I've just been going down the freeway, and the farther I get, I'm getting sicker and sicker with
the
idiocy.
Oh, come on. Are you setting up these calls, Mr. Henry? Are you?
No, I'm not.
No, not setting up anything. My mother has Alzheimer's disease.
Is she interested?
And the idea of putting her on national television idiots like you can get a good trip out of it living an exemplary life.
No, we're trying to help her.
No, you're not trying. You're trying to make a buck, buddy.
No, ma'am. When we get her on, does she know who you are?
You know what? For somebody of your caliber, I wouldn't even answer that question. You are a sick individual.
If she doesn't, we could help her recognize you. And in the process, yeah, okay, sue me. We got a couple of laughs. What's wrong with that? Mr. Henry makes a few dollars. You make a few dollars. It helps your mother.
It doesn't help anybody except your unbelievably selfish pocketbook.
No, ma'am. No. What we do is we put her on TV. Alzheimer's Challenge is tasteful. What is your mother's first name?
I'll tell you what, bud.
No.
If I had the money, I'd put together a television show and put you on it and exploit you and have your family members sit back and cry at the idea that somebody they love is being made fun of by an IQ of patio furniture.
Ma'am, if you put me on TV, you'd have to call it Large Penis Challenge. And I,
you know,
okay.
If it wasn't June, I would be sure that this was April Fool's Day.
Wait a second, ma'am. What I'm saying is you get your mother on there, whatever her name is. Let's say her name is Mary. Mary, how are you? Welcome to Alzheimer's Challenge. Who is this woman that's yelling at me right now? Do you know her? And that would be you. Because you probably wouldn't.
My God.
Well, what do you think?
What raised you?
I guess the idea is bad, Jim, okay?
Has your mother ever tried to crawl into a wood chipper?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Large Penis Challenge. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. That's true. A friend of mine has an eye that goes one way, you know, and the other eye that goes the other way. You ever seen that? You've seen it a million times, I'm sure. I have a muscle imbalance. If I look this way, look at my eye. Okay? So now all of a sudden Taylor recoiled in horror. Oh, man, you got wonk eye. You have wonk eye, friend. And anyway, he's got one eyeball that goes up this way, another one that's out there someplace. You know, it's the kind of guy you don't know which eye to look at when he's talking to you. So anyway, and he's a brilliant guy, really smart. Cat knows everything. They wouldn't let him on Jeopardy because his kisser was too whacked out. with that eyeball. Now, what's that about? You know what I'm saying? Ask yourself the question. Yes, because it's similar to the, you know, in the 50s, they didn't want to see no black people on TV. You know, Nat King Cole had a TV show in the 50s. Well, they had to run that thing off the air because all them crackers down south, they didn't dig that. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. They had too many complaints from Southern affiliates. Where have we heard that one before? I'm joking. I'm sort of, maybe not. Anyway, they had too many complaints from the Southern affiliates, so they didn't want to have no Negro on there. They had to kick off Nat King Cole. Well, now they don't want some guy with wonk eye on there because they're getting too many complaints from, what, the Northern affiliates? I don't know, you know, maybe Minnesota, where everybody looks like that. Hey, how come you got a guy on there with one eyeball going up in the air, man? Everybody here looks that way. That's what we call walleye. We all look that way, and we fish for it, too. They're fishing for that walleye. So the guy passes all the tests. He knows all the answers. Sorry, pal, you got wonk eye. You ain't on. You got the walleye. We can't let you on. And the thinking is it's disquieting. It's upsetting. It's dyspeptic to the people who are watching. Well, what? Huh? Anybody asked him? No, we can't have wonk eye. Well, hell, all of the Wisconsin people will go ape. Everybody up there's got the eyeball. It's going out in outer space, man. They got what we call satellite dish eye. It's just staring up at the satellite. The other eyeball's looking right at you. The other one he's got his eye on Mars or something. We call it Mars eye. And they suffer from that up there in Wausau, so we can't, it's ridiculous, isn't it, folks? In other words, what I'm doing is I'm setting up a completely idiotic premise, and yet that's the way these network cats think. So why would they ever want to do a TV show with me? I got wonk eye. They don't want to do no TV show with me. Yeah. Hi, everybody. You guys got eyeballs going this way. You know who had the eyeball going the wrong way? Was the lead singer in Men at Work. Do you remember that band, Men at Work, with Down Under and Johnny B. Good? And, not Johnny B. Good. Be Good Johnny. That guy had an eyeball that wasn't quite looking at you. They're a good group. I don't know. That's probably what killed them. You know, they couldn't get on Jeopardy. They were fantastic, had good songs, good albums. They had a drummer who was a professor of physics. But the fact of the matter is, they couldn't make a hit record because the eyeball was going off into outer space. So that drummer at least has got a job. The rest of those guys are sipping Sterno, but that guy at least is teaching in a university someplace while everybody else is huddled under a blanket in an alley. Great. So I think that's wrong. I think it's unfair. I think something ought to be done. Why don't you guys get out and do something about it, okay? I'm too lazy. Because that's what my job is, just to sit here and run my big fat yap and tell you to go out and do something about it. I'm too lazy to do anything about it. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Let's get excited about it, all right? Go out and find out why wonk eye people don't get on Jeopardy. You just go ahead and write letters. Write. Can we get something going? Here's something you can do, Phil Hendry fans. Write Jeopardy and tell them you want more wall-eyed, wonked-out eyeball people on that show. Do it now. Now. Write letters. Come on. Let's get angry about it. Flood Jeopardy. Flood NBC. You want more wall-eyed cats on there than ever before. Just say, dear, who's the guy that runs the whole, dear GE. We'll get you the address for NBC. Just write them to Jay Leno. How come you don't have more wall-eyed guys on there besides himself? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.